call the order of the assembly meeting of the city and borough of Langville on October 22nd, 2013 at 7 p.m. Pledge allegiance this evening will be led by assembly member Maxie Wiederspoon, and the invocation will be given afterward, and if you'd please remain standing for that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And as we pray, let me first say thank you to all of you that serve our community in everything that you do, from the Rangel Ministerial Association. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that as these individuals do, and as we as a community ask for your wisdom, Father, you're faithful, because your word says that as we ask for wisdom, God, you give freely to all. And so, Father, I just ask you that as these individuals discuss matters of our community, the things that will impact both now and in the future, God, that you would guide and direct. Father, that you would bless each and every person, God, that is in leadership, as well as the others that are in our community. God, I thank you once again for the awesome things that you're going to do, because we have allowed you to be leaders in our community. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we have a few ceremonial matters to take care of this evening. The first one is a certificate of service to April Hutchinson for her service and dedication on the Rangel Convention and Visitors Bureau from March 2013 to October 2013. She's not present, so we'll give it to you. The bureau clerk will make sure she gets that. The next one we have is for Warren Edgley for his service and dedication on the Thomas Bay Power Commission from July 2012 to October 2013. Mr. Edgley is not here either. And for Dawn Angerman for her service and dedication on the Economic Development Committee from November 2009 to October 2013. And for Jim Nelson for his service and dedication on the Cemetery Committee from January 2008 to October 2013. Linda Churchill for her service and dedication on the Cemetery Committee from January 2011 to October 2013. Harley Johnson for his service and dedication on the Nolan Museum and Civic Center Board from October 2000 to October 2013. And we do appreciate the service of these people, and hopefully someone will be there to take their place. Then finally, we have a plaque for Lorraine McGee for, I will read that to you. The city and borough of Langville would like to honor Lorraine McGee for more than 60 years of dedication to Rangel as a senior cruise ship greeter, dated this 22nd day of October 2013. Ms. McGee is not here either, but that is a plaque. I did speak to her grandson. I understand that she was not doing too well, so that is probably not the reason she's not here tonight. But I was hoping either her grandson or her son would be here to accept that for her. But we'll make sure that she gets it. And we do appreciate all of her efforts over many years. Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Blake?
Here.
Decker?
Here.
McCloskey? Stowe?
Here.
Wiederspin?
Here.
Stokes?
Present.
And Mayor Jack?
Here. Item 3, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments? Item 4, conflict of interest. Anyone have a conflict of interest to declare? Item 5, consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed under consent agenda and those marked with an asterisk. Items are 6A, 7A, 7B, 13B, and 13C.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll, please.
Assemblymembers Wiederspin?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Borough Manager's report.
Jeff did not have time to do one before he left.
Borough Manager is out of town.
Out of town.
His wife had surgery, so we will excuse him this time. A Borough Clerk's file.
The only thing other than my report that I have is that Congressman Don Young will be passing through Wrangell on November 7th. That is a Thursday. And he will be meeting with members of the Borough Assembly and Borough staff, Wrangell Medical Center CEO, and members of the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce Board. And that meeting will not be open to the public. However, at 3 o'clock, he will be having a meet and greet with the general public, and also that will give him the opportunity for him to provide updates from Washington. And other than that, I do not have anything else.
There are a couple items of correspondence under your report that probably should be addressed. One of them was previously on the the Mariners Memorial, proposed Mariners Memorial. I'm not sure. I assume that Ms. Leslie did propose this to the Port Commission. I don't know whether anyone has any comments on this or not, but it is there. The public has. This letter is open to the public, of course. Mm-hmm. Anyone have any information that would like to see that, they're certainly welcome. The next item was an email that was received by the Borough Clerk regarding school funding. The sender proposed that an extra $200,000 that the Borough of Wrangell last that gives annually to the school, local school district is suspended if the school performs in a non-business, non-professional manner. It seems like the sender was not happy with the school lunch program or something, and I'd like to clarify that the assembly has no control over what the school does with the money they receive. We are barred by state statute from doing so. And I'm not sure whether, I do know that this was forwarded to the school board by the clerk, but I don't know whether the sender wishes to take that up with the school board or not. Does anyone else have any comment? Next item, Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Any reports? Nothing, I guess. appointment to fill a vacancy on the following city boards and commissions, and I understand that we have not received any letters of interest for the Planning and Zoning Economic Development Committee or Cemetery Committee or the Nolan Museum Civic Center Board. Those vacancies are still there.
I was on the Cemetery Board Committee, and I could run again if no one else.
That'd be great.
We hereby accept.
Consider yourself appointed.
Come in and see me tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else want to volunteer?
We'll hold it open for a second.
Persons to be heard. There's one person to be heard, that's Rich Rhodes. However, before we go into that, there, at one of the meetings recently, a person was talking, and I didn't personally hear it, but another assembly member did. And when that person was speaking, another person said, "That's a lie," or something similar. That's very inappropriate. And in fact, it's a violation of the rules, which are posted on the board by the podium. They've been posted there for ever since I've been here. But I'm going to read a couple of them for just to clarify a few things. This is not all the entirety of them. If anybody has any interest, they're certainly welcome to read them. But the mayor may set a time limit on speakers if it appears necessary to gain maximum participation and conserve time. Such time limit may be extended by a majority of the assembly. The mayor will set forth the item or subject to be discussed and will rule inappropriate comments out of order. The assembly and the public will refrain from argument and debate. Any person making personal, impertinent, or slanderous remarks or who becomes boisterous while addressing the assembly shall be forthwith by the presiding officer barred from further attendance at the meeting. I think that's all I had to. Before the assembly, continuing on, before the assembly, unless permission to continue is granted by a majority of voters of the assembly. In other words, if a person makes remarks in that and it causes a disturbance, which it's liable to, or whether it causes a disturbance or not, or causes a disturbance, they can be barred from participation in the meetings unless the assembly by majority vote sees otherwise. And the persons to be heard section is on the agenda in a particular spot, and that is where people are supposed to be speaking. I know in the past, excuse me, it has been the practice to allow people to speak at a point on when an item comes up on the agenda rather than speaking at the under persons to be heard. And that is not the proper place for that. It's all under the persons to be heard, and that's where people will be heard. Unless an assembly member has a question for clarification. So we won't be getting into any more situations where people are calling other people liars. One of the greatest debaters was Aristotle, the ancient Greek Aristotle. And he had a good one. it said, when the debate is lost, slander will become the tool of the loser. And we should not be losers. So let's keep the slander down. Thank you. Rich Rhodes, you may speak now. Sorry, I just wanted to get that in there.
Richard Rhodes, 5.5 Shoemaker Loop, Honorable Mayor and Assembly. Wanted to make a couple of points. First of all is the school board and the staff. We very much appreciate the local contribution that you give to us, and we take those dollars very seriously. We work very hard to maximize those dollars. And I would just encourage you to come down and have lunch with us. I've got a tab down there. If you put it on Rich Rhodes tab, you can have the salad bar tomorrow at the middle school, high school. They have a salad bar there. You're welcome to have the salad bar and a chance to visit the elementary school. We have a regular lunch. If you would like to come in and have a guest yourself, it won't be charged to the school. It'll be my own personal account. I'll be happy to pay for that to try it and to have a chance to visit. I'd love you to show you some classrooms and to visit some kids on the playground and see the schools. I'm very proud of what we have and what we do. Our board is holds me very accountable every month on the food service. It's on the agenda every month. How many kids we're serving, what changes we're making, what adjustments we're doing. We have some improvements to make. Yes, we do. We're striving for that. We're not perfect. We're getting better. And we're looking at ways to get better. And I think we're doing that in every category. But I think we're doing that as a county, as a borough, as a state, as a nation. And we want to improve and maximize the use of our dollars. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Unfinished business. We have none. Item 13A on the new business is a proposed ordinance. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City of Burl, Langlo, Alaska, amending sections 14.01.030E, F, and F, 14.3, 14.3, 14.1, 14.3, 14.030A and B, 1, and 14.13.035B and C, and changing numbered section 14.13.040 to 14.13.050, and by adding new sections 14.09.101110, 14.3.040, and 14.13.060 to the City of Wrangell Municipal Code relating to the management, impoundment, and sale of vessels. And there is a memo from the Port Commission that they did approve the acceptance of the new draft ordinance. And the proposed ordinance amendment is attached. And it's basically a housekeeping item to clarify a lot of the language in the ordinances. I'm done.
I have a question concerning one thing in here.
Can we have a motion first?
Yeah, we need a motion.
Okay.
I move to approve the first reading and move to the second reading at the public hearing held November 12th, 2013.
I second it.
Been moved and seconded.
Section 14.11.001. Section 4C, where it reads, the vessel is located in a harbor and is in violation of any rule or regulation of the harbor. My question is simply with the wording here, while I realize that our Port Commission members are very fair and impartial in the way they enforce the rules down there right now. In the future, that may not always be the case if we get different people there. And my concern is where it says any rule. For impounding a vessel on a minor violation, to me, that's a little bit far. Maybe there needs to be some type of limit set there instead of just anything.
What page?
Section
81? What page?
2 of 4.
2 of 4. Okay, here you are.
In section 4, four? C.
Okay,
C.
Thank you.
And,
Mayor?
Yes.
I had a couple in here too that I was wondering about whether section 6. It's under section 6. And mine was number 3, the bottom page 2 of 4. Published in the paper in general circulation in the borough at least once. I thought maybe it should be at least twice. Most things that I've seen legally have to be advertised at least twice.
Wasn't that in previous ordinance a few years ago at least? I seem to recall that it did state that.
Yeah.
That
I just think it would be behoovous that, you know, they might have a chance to see it in the paper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because if you're on vacation.
I have personal knowledge that it was. It used to be that they would be posted, published in the paper and posted at City Hall, at the post office, and one other place. I think it was the court.
It used to be 4 places. So that was 4 you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Well, published in the paper and posted in 3 places.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We publish in the newspaper, the post office, and here at City Hall and on our website now.
Yeah. I don't think we should minimize that at all.
No, I don't. I suppose my thing is why I brought it.
I just, yeah, being familiar with legal notices, and most states require that they run for 3 days. In a newspaper, since we only publish our paper once a week, that would take a long time to get done. But the better we can put it out there, the better we cover ourselves from any problems.
I don't see anything from the Port Commission actually as to the reasoning behind any of these. Do you have any information on it?
As far as the noticing, it does have currently in the code from Ordinance 625 published in 1996 that published in a newspaper of general circulation in the borough at least once. If we're looking at changing that to at least twice, then I can have Greg check with the attorney and have him make that change.
What does it say about the other postings or anything? Is there anything?
Posted on vessel at the Harbor Master's Office, the United States Post Office in Wrangell, Alaska. But we go above and beyond that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. As we should. Yeah, just for the public, this ordinance is one of the things to define idle vessels removal, and this is to help our marine travel lift keep away from derelicts. And what we've done is changing it. No vessel will be allowed to remain within the Wrangell Marine Service Center for longer than 24 consecutive months after such vessel is thereafter subject to impoundment and sale per section. So in other words, we're trying to keep the derelicts from, and you know, people just using it there. Our whole intent is a marine repair station and to store boats in the winter and not have it be a permanent vessel moorings area. That's why we have harbors in the water for that. So just a clarification on that. Other than that, I didn't see anything. Does anybody else?
Yes.
Greg did tell me before he left, and he gave me some backup information that he said I didn't need to include in the packet. But these changes came about because of state statute amendments. That's why these came about. So, and I think that's what you were just speaking about.
State is also taking action on a lot of their harbors. And we're just going along with it and compliance and making ours updated. I have no further questions.
Anything further?
Nope.
And where is the motion on the floor? I'll vote, please.
Assemblymember Stokes?
Yes.
Blake?
No.
Decker?
I'm sorry, yes.
So?
These are with the necessary changes to clarify? Mm-hmm.
With the necessary changes.
So,
I don't think so.
No,
it wouldn't be with the changes because the motion was made before the changes.
Okay, well, I would say no then.
I would say no. Thank you for clarification.
Wiederspoon?
No.
And Mayor Jack?
No. Then you will give our opinion back to the SOAR Commission.
Send it back to the SOAR Commission.
I will.
If we need to have a workshop or whatever, we can get it clarified.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll take care of it.
Okay.
I'm sure they will. let's see.
Let me stall.
The other items are taken care of under the consent agenda, attorney's file.
Skip the 16th.
For your reading enjoyment, and we have no executive session. And the final item on the agenda is adjournment.
Wow.
We will adjourn this meeting at 7:28.
This is the very shortest one I've ever had.
Thank you, Julie.